Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Now, I'm not sure if you've seen this yourself, but it seems that more and more pet owners are taking their cats out for a walk on a lead. Yeah, just like a dog. But is that what a cat really wants? Is it a good thing for their welfare? Why has this happened all of a sudden? Well, the jury is out to some degree on this, but joining me now to shed some light on the subject and give us his words of wisdom is Pete Weatherburn, also known as Pete the Vet. He's on the line. How are you, Pete?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you doing?
Thanks for coming back on. Okay, so humans have lived with cats and dogs for thousands and thousands of years. Is there a huge difference between them and domestic pets?
And dogs, I think there is. Cats tend to be independent loners. I mean, often they do get on well with a couple of housemates. But compared to dogs, dogs are instinctively part of a pack, part of a group. They're very, very social, depending on each other. And they see humans as part of their pack. So going out with your dog is very much what they do naturally. Mm-hmm. Whereas cats, they tend to be lone hunters. You don't generally see cats hunting in groups in the same way as dogs would hunt in groups. And so that means that instinctively cats prefer to be kind of on their own. And so if you then try and insist that you're in complete control with your cat as you go out with them, cats are less likely to take to that than dogs. But there's a really good place for taking for cats for walks, a good reason to do it, and that is that more and more people are keeping their cats indoors all the time. And you know, there's reasons for that. There's good reasons for that. It's safer for cats. Cats that are kept indoors all the time, they live longer lives. Also, they don't damage any local birds. And some people worry about the impact of cats on native bird life. So there are reasons why people keep their cats indoors. If you keep your cat, if you keep your cat indoors, you kind of go, well, they're missing out a bit on the great outdoors.
That's what I would always feel. I have a friend with cats, and I mean, when we had cats back in the day, they would come in, come out, whatever. And we'd have a cat flap, but I have this friend who keeps her cats indoors all the time, and I was like, is it not a bit cruel that they've never experienced the outside world or being outside? And
well, you see, that's it. And to some extent, they adapt very well. And there's things you can do to make your indoor home for your cat much more cat friendly. So you can have things like these cat trees, or you can have cat shelves going up the wall, so they can run up the wall to a little perch at the very top near the ceiling. And you can have hidey holes for them, little cupboards where they can go and sleep. And so you can kind of mimic outdoor activities by changing indoors. But we do know that overall, although indoor-only cats have longer lives, they're also more likely to suffer from obesity and from stress-related diseases. So for those reasons, you know, if you can find some way of letting them get a bit more exercise and letting them get out and about, then that's got to be a good thing. And that's when putting your cat on a leash and taking them for a walk comes into play.
Okay, so it can be done, but what's the best way to do it then? Is there certain types of leads? How long should you walk your cat for?
Park? I think the first thing is it does depend on your cat.
Right.
So there are some cats I just wouldn't dream of trying it. If you've got an anxious, nervous kind of cat who runs and hides whenever anybody different comes to the house, and who's anxious about passing noises and all that sort of stuff, if you've got a fearty cat, a scaredy cat, then I wouldn't even start. But if you've got a confident, assertive individual cat who likes people and who is curious and doesn't get spooked by things, then it's certainly a process you could consider starting. And it is a process. You can't just expect to put a collar on a cat's neck and take them for a walk and think it's going to go well. It's not going to go well. That'd be a terrible thing to do. There's a well-known video online of somebody who's trying to get a home for a semi-feral cat, and they put a collar on the cat's neck and they say, this guy's our number one this week. And next thing, the cat goes utterly berserk. Mm. And if a cat is getting very upset, having a collar around its neck is the completely worst thing to do. And you can imagine it's just not going to work. So you're right, you need to use a harness. It has to be a really well-fitting harness. And I would get somebody who knows about fitting these things to show you how to make sure it's really snug and comfortable. And that way, if your cat does get a little bit upset, then it's going to be much, much easier and more humane to bring them back to yourself.
Okay. But ultimately, I mean, the goal for taking your cat out for a walk is to make sure it gets enough exercise, right?
Mm-hmm.
You want to make
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if that's too stressful, or if you don't have, a lot of people don't have that kind of time, because I'm sure that's a process. Like when you're training any animal, it's, you know, you need to give it time.
Yeah.
If you don't have that time, maybe try not to do it. But can you train cats as well as you can train dogs?
They tend to be more individual and
okay.
more doing what they want to do. So yes, they absolutely can be trained. There's a whole industry of movie cats out there, of cats who've been trained to act, if you like. So cats can be trained, but it's a bit more challenging than it is for dogs. And again, it very much depends on the individual cat, and not something I would do for every pet by any means. Do you know my favorite way of taking a cat for a walk?
Go on.
Is and I know a few people who where this has happened. Literally, their cat comes with them, so they go for their short walk for the day, maybe down to the local shop or whatever, and the cat comes with them and just happens to come with them. It's not planned or organized. Just the cat runs about 5 yards away from them, you know, hopping along the wall, meowing at them now and again. And they go up and they pet the cat, and he runs along a bit more. And they basically go for a walk together, but the cat retains its freedom. And cats tend to love their freedom that bit more than dogs. And so in some ways, that's the ideal. But that's not something that you can really set up properly. And I wouldn't recommend it if you've got an indoor cat. If you've got an indoor cat, the only way is to get a nice, snug-fitting harness and to take plenty of time to get them used to it, so that, you know, over many months, only when you have them walking around in a harness very comfortably in your house on a leash, only then would you go into your garden.
Okay.
And only then, once they're happy there, then you may go a bit further. You can also get great backpacks, by the way, for cats. I've seen these. They're tremendous. So your cat can sit in your back and go for a walk with you, enclosed safely inside the harness. Now, they don't get the exercise when they do that, but they certainly get the full experience of different environments, the smells and sights and sounds. And that can be stimulating for a cat as well.
Speaking of experiences, what are your thoughts on catnip?
Catnip is a fascinating thing, because not all cats are stimulated by it. But when they are, boy, are they stimulated. They just love it. They will lick it and they'll rub their head in it and they'll roll around as if they're in complete ecstasy. It's really quite fascinating. It's a genetic thing, you see, and some cats don't have that gene, and so they're just not bothered about it, you know? A bit like coriander in humans, I think. Some people get this, you know.
How much is too much with the catnip? I mean, I'm sure you have to...
I don't think, if a cat enjoys it, just let them enjoy it. I think there's no adverse side effects that I know of.
Okay.
No, it's great stuff. Yeah.
Amazing. Ed, always a pleasure. Thank you so much, Pete, for chatting to us today about the do's and the don'ts of the cat lead. It seems it's here to stay, but make sure you do it safely. I'm sure if you go to your local pet shop, they will have harnesses there, and somebody there will hopefully be trained and help you get the right one for your cat if that's what you want to do.
Yeah, choose the right cat. You don't want to do this if your cat's too anxious. Really, you'll just cause more upset. But for the right cat, and I know plenty of those, then it can be a nice little bonus in life.
Okay, good to hear. Pete, thank you so much. There we go. You can catch Pete on his website, petethevet.com.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.